community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM in association with St Francis Hospice. 6 minutes past nine, then Monday the 5th of September. So the top 10 from when? At number 10 was the Culture Club. I keep saying, Emily, I'm doing this old thing recently. I'm getting old. I put the in front of thing. The Culture Club.
Oh, my mum does that. The Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook. The Wilson's Corner. You know, the word, the, and I don't know, it just started one day. I don't know why. It's not the Culture Club, it's Culture Club, isn't it?
I think it's a thing with dads as well.
I'm a dad.
Yeah.
It is.
Once you get to a certain age, you feel like you have to up the embarrassing factor. So you have to add in these extra things.
Do you know, it started at the exact same time as it was like, turn these lights out! What is it, Blackpool Illuminations around here?
Yeah, exactly.
That one there.
The Blackpool Illuminations.
The Blackpool Illuminations. Oh, it's so embarrassing, isn't it? I hear myself sometimes and I go, oh, I've done it again. Carry on, ignore it. No one's heard it. Carry on. Yeah. Anyway, let me explain. This is Emily, and you work for Cancer Research UK, don't you?
I do. I'm a local fundraising manager, and there's quite a few of us in East Anglia because we're fortunate to have lots of support in East Anglia. But I specifically look after South Essex, so Romford all the way down to Shoebriness, up to Chelmsford and everywhere in between.
Oh, so quite a big area.
Quite a big area, yeah. We've got quite a lot of committees, businesses that we work with, and lots of individuals doing some crazy stuff.
See, it all helps, doesn't it? Do you get much funding from the government?
Nope, nothing at all.
So you're hearing this more and more with these.
I know, and I think the thing is, particularly when you hear the really sad stories about particularly the older generation who are getting hassled by charities, It does make you feel we need to get out there and actually tell people where our money's going, where we get the money from. Yeah. So nothing from the government, and 80p in every pound that people raise goes directly into the research.
That's fantastic.
And then it is. I think compared to, we're very fortunate as a large charity that we're able to put that much money in. And the 20p just goes into making more fundraising.
Fantastic.
I mean, so that's materials and stuff like that.
That's obviously where your income's coming from, just the fundraising.
Just the fundraising. And I think the other thing is we were very fortunate that we lobbied for 3 years to get cigarette packaging changed.
Yeah.
So it's going to be from May this year, I don't know if you read in the news, it's going to be this lovely sludgy green colour.
Oh, lovely.
No branding on it whatsoever.
Oh.
Just the brand at the bottom in plain writing, and then the big health warning on the back as well. We lobbied for 3 years to get that law changed. Mm. And if we were receiving money from the government, we wouldn't have been able to lobby as hard as we did, because we'd need to please people and make sure that fundraising was still coming in. So it does give us that freedom to make sure that we've got the public's interests.
See, that's become so unsociable now, having a cigarette, isn't it? It's just, I almost feel sorry for the people that was lulled into a false sense of security 20, 30 years ago.
Yes.
And they've been smoking ever since. And because it was known as, you know, smoking was just, oh, yes, it's so, look at me, I'm having a cigarette. And now you go, oh, no, you've got a lung hanging out your ear. What's going on? That's
exactly.
Not good.
I think people are being a lot more aware of their bodies and how it makes them feel. Mm. Plus, now we can't smoke indoors. Mm. You go outside in weather like today.
Yeah, it's cold, yeah.
Stood outside in the rain. Yeah. Cigarettes soggy, everyone's just, you're a pariah basically, aren't you?
Outcast. I mean, to be fair, it's a terrible thing when you look at it.
Yeah,
it's a terrible thing. It's not good. Anyway, you're doing an ab sale recently, aren't you, to raise some money?
We are. So Stand Up To Cancer is a campaign between Cancer Research UK and Channel 4. They're our partners on it. We do fundraising every October. This year, Stand Up To Cancer Day is Friday the 21st of October. There's going to be so much going on. We've got a 4-hour live YouTube session.
Oh, really?
With, now, you were talking about getting old earlier. I'm not down with the kids when it comes to vloggers. But Joe and Casper, Marcus Butler, Nikki and Sammy, who are twins, and there's going to be loads more announced. So we've got a live 4-hour YouTube session on Friday the 21st.
Right.
We've also got a live TV show on Channel 4. Last year we had some great silly programmes, Celebrity Gogglebox. We had Boy George and Jerry watching crazy stuff like Gogglebox does. We had last year Celebrity Come Dine With Me. So there's going to be lots of fun, interesting things this year. And like I say, that is live. Yeah. And then in terms of what we're doing in Essex, we've got loads of collections happening. So on the Friday and Saturday, hopefully in your local high street, you'll see the Cancer Research UK shops coming out, doing some collections, wearing the Stand Up To Cancer branding. And then we've also got this ab sale that we're doing right down the road in Ingate Stone, St Edmunds and St Mary's Church. It's 80 foot.
80 foot.
That's quite high.
That is very... See, now, do you know what? Because I've done a couple of ad sales. Mm. When you look up, you go, oh, that's no problem. All the blokes. This is women go, oh, I don't know. No, it's no problem, love. I'll get up there. I'll sort that. And then you get up the top and you look over and you go, oh, my word.
Yeah.
It's straight down. Because it's not heights that bother me. It's the ground rushing up and smashing me in the face. That's what worries me about things like that.
Well, we've got a very good ab sale company that are running the event for us. They do ab sales all over the country. And the nice thing as well, we're going to have two ropes. So if you are scared, you can do it with your best mate, with your bestie.
I
would say you'd hold hands, but I don't know how far apart the ropes are.
Probably best not.
Hold the ropes. We're launching that today.
Yeah.
It's available to anyone who is 11 and over.
Oh.
Who can walk up the 110 steps that it takes to get to the top of the tower.
Yeah.
You've got to be fit. You've got to be 11 plus. It's £30 to register, and there's a minimum sponsorship as well. But all the information on how you can do that is on the Facebook page. So you just search for Essex Ab Sale on Facebook, or you can go on to cancerresearch.org, CRUK.org, and then just click on Support Us and search Essex and it'll come up. It's October the 22nd, so it's the day after the Stand Up To Cancer Day on the Friday.
Okay.
9 till 4, and we've only got 72 spots.
Oh, is that all?
That is all we've got. So the sooner you can register, obviously the sooner you can start getting your fundraising in, getting your sponsorship.
Yeah.
And obviously guaranteeing your place as well.
Now, for you to put an event on like this, you have to pay all the tackling stuff and everything. You have to pay all that up front and then you sell the places. If someone's listening right now and they want to enter this, how much does it cost or how much do they have to raise?
So it's £30 to register.
Right.
That covers all of our costs.
Okay.
Then a minimum fundraising target of £250.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. That's quite achievable.
I don't think from now until the 22nd of October, that's over 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's achievable.
First day back at school. So if anyone wants to get all the class together, set themselves a big fundraising target together, then you've got 6 weeks to go out and do some fun, interesting things.
Yeah.
Plus, we'll give you loads of materials to go off and do it. So anyone that registers gets a fundraising pack sent through the post. You can set up your Just Giving page. There's details about how you can do that. And then you can go online as well and order anything extra that you want. So one of these T-shirts that I'm wearing today.
Oh, yeah, nice T-shirt.
They'll get some of these wristbands in the post, but there's loads of stuff on there. And it's all modelled by Davina McCall.
Oh, really?
Alan Carr, Dr. Christian. They're all our fabulous celebrity friends that are supporting Stand Up To Cancer this year as well. So they can go online and order even more bits and pieces.
Fantastic. Now, if anybody wants to get in contact with you directly, is there a website or is there an email address you can give us?
My email address is just emily.hesketh, H-E-S for sugar, K-E-T-H, at cancer.org.uk. But all of my information is on the Facebook page. So if they just go on Facebook and search Essex Ab Sale, they'll see the Stand Up To Cancer picture. They'll know that's the one to click on. All the details are on there.
Fantastic. Now, if anybody has missed all those details, what we're going to do, we're going to put this interview, it will be online on our website, phoenixfm.com. Just go and search on the Breakfast Show page, and you'll see a picture of our Emily there, and this will be on there in about 48 hours, so they can just replay this, and they'll know all the details.
Yeah, exactly.
Emily, thank you very much for coming
in,
and thank you so much for spending the time with us, and good luck with the ab sale.
Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.